Let's go to the phone lines. Harold Kuntz is with Fox 4. Today, we are going to be joined by some of our news friends to figure out how they got their job and also talk to them about random events of things that are happening in sports. Harold, I'm very happy that you have elevated to someone to talk to during the All-Star break. Thank you, man.
That's like a backhanded compliment. We got nothing on today. Here's Harold. All right.
Harold, to be fair, though, we got other people coming on, too. Today, I wanted to talk to either friends or I want to talk to news people. Like Brian Busby, for example. I've never heard the story of how Brian Busby became a weatherman and got on the news. So I determined today I'm going to ask that question and find out for myself.
That's a good question, actually. I don't even know that one. I mean, I've met the guy countless times. I've never asked him, how'd you get into weather? I never asked him. I'm looking forward to that.
Harold, we are very happy to have you on the show today. Let's just start with this. How did you get in sports?
How did you get in sports? Oh, no. Well, actually, I mean, I'm from the generation that watched local news as a kid. I know that sounds crazy, but I am from that generation, and I always admired the sportscasters. So it was something I wanted to do, even though I figured out, you know, like any other kid, I want to play sports. I want to be a professional athlete. I quickly realized that wasn't going to happen. So other avenues to get into sports, obviously broadcasting being one of them. I dipped my head into it when I was a kid doing radio, like yourself, actually, on just whenever I had a little time, just dipping into the high school kid, did some play-by-play for my high school teams and my college team at Loyola University New Orleans. And then next thing I know, I was in graduate school at Syracuse University and, God willing, got into it and got a job in Hagerstown. And, you know, it took me a year. I did some odds and ends. I did some substitute teaching. I did some refereeing. I did some tutoring. I did SAT prep for kids. But finally, I got a job in the Hagerstown. And this is now my 16th year of doing this, and it's been a ride. It's been a lot of changes, but it's been a good thing. I've enjoyed myself.
Harold, if you had to, like, let's say you were writing a book tomorrow about your life and your career, and you had to write down, this is the greatest game that I've ever been to, what's the answer to that question?
Greatest game I've ever been to. Man, I want to say the Super Bowl a couple years ago, the one in Arizona. That was obviously a really good one with the Chiefs to feed the Eagles. And there was a playoff baseball game with the Orioles back in my first job. That was a good one. That was a really good one. That was 2008 or 2009. Yeah, that was good. Back when the Orioles made it, and then they became bad again, and now they're decent again, and now they're bad again. So there's been a good – and then also in the NBA, I think what's really cool is when I was in Oklahoma, the Thunder had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. So obviously game one of the NBA Finals, the one that they did win. And then, you know, obviously Miami with LeBron went on to win four straight. That was great. That was a great memory. A couple series with the Spurs was good. So, but I would have to say if I had to choose one, it was definitely that Super Bowl a couple years back, the Chiefs-Eagles one. That was a great football game.
Right now we're talking to Harold Kuntz. We're learning more about him. We'll also just get his thoughts on what is happening currently in Kansas City sports. Last question here, Harold, about you, and I don't think you've ever told me this answer before. If I could interview a 12-year-old, 13-year-old Harold Kuntz, I want to know who his favorite player was. Who was a young Harold Kuntz favorite player?
Well, that's easy. It's Randall Cunningham. I mean, that's the reason I even enjoyed football in the first place. Now, I mean, that's a little before 12, 13 years old, but it's stuck. So Randall Cunningham has always been the quarterback I admired most. And I think today, I mean, he would have been even better today, the way he played, than he was back then. Because back then it was still a relatively new thing for this guy from UNLV that was with the Eagles running around. But I mean, he was the standard, for me. And you know, I looked up to him, and Warren Moon is another one I looked up to because, you know, I'm black and I love seeing black quarterbacks. And that's why, you know, I loved watching those guys as a kid.
We got to ask Randall Cunningham one day why he didn't give his likeness to Tecmo Super Bowl and why he was just QB Eagles. Yeah. I want to hear the answer to that.
Yeah, you know, I was hoping one day to catch up with him when actually a couple years back when the Chiefs Eagles played that first Super Bowl. I saw Rodney Pete. I saw Donovan McNabb, but I knew Randall Cunningham was around. He was going to be at a signing, but he called out, just like Randall Cunningham would do, he called out at a signing that he was supposed to do. So I never got to ask him that question, but maybe one day.
All right, a couple more questions here. Now I'm just intrigued. I'm learning things about Harold Kuntz. All right, I will tell you a story, and I'm sure you have this because if you work in sports long enough, you just get these stories. you just have like a random run-in with a celebrity or a sports legend that you just like never would factor yourself being into. I remember it was actually at the All-Star game back in 2012, and Joe Torre was in town, and it was me, Joe Torre, and a Royals employee. We were in the elevator, and I said a joke, and Joe Torre laughed and said I was funny, and I just wore that like a badge of honor. I made the Yankees manager laugh, and he told me that I was funny. Again, you just have these random things that happen to you in sports. Do you have a random story like that?
Oh, man. Here are a few. If we're talking Hollywood actors, Paul Rudd. I mean, I know a lot of people ran into Paul Rudd, but just running into him at a Chiefs game, but for some reason he decided to talk to me for like a good solid 20 to 25 minutes. That was pretty cool. It was like the life and times of Paul Rudd. And then I know a lot of people run into George Brett, but I ran into him at a Sporting KC game, and I just asked him, I was like, soccer, huh? And like, that's the first time I'd ever met him. It was a Sporting KC game, and I was like, soccer, huh? And he just looked at me, he's like, yeah, I know the owner. I get free drinks. I was like, okay, that tracks from everything I've heard about you. And then I tried to introduce myself, and that was a futile attempt. But still, it was like, wow, soccer. And he's like, you mind if I take a picture of you real quick? He's like, yeah, sure, I don't care. So, but that's here. Now, outside of things, I mean, I've had a bunch of random encounters with Kendrick Perkins. And I had to remind him three times I ran into him. I've had to remind him three times. Yeah, I used to cover you in Oklahoma City, and then he like looks at the face and has the same reaction. Oh yeah. And he always says, short guy. And I think to myself, wait up, we're all short compared to you. You're like 6'10".
Right now we're talking to my guy Harold Koontz. We're getting some of his stories. Last one here, and I do want to ask you about the Chiefs. It doesn't happen often in this business, but sometimes you get to meet people and you're thinking, oh, this is really cool. I wouldn't say it's necessarily starstruck where you don't talk to them, but it's just this is really cool. The two people that have done that to me, one is a sports person, one is not. I got a chance to meet Cam Newton, and I loved Cam Newton when he was at Auburn. And Rob always makes fun of me for how I just think Cam Newton carried this team to the national championship, but he did. He carried this ragtag group of Auburn Tigers to the championship. So I will always love Cam Newton. And one year down at the Super Bowl, I saw supermodel Christy Teigen. And I was looking at her and I was like, man, I get it. I understood it right there in that moment. I understood why she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. All right, who are your starstruck? Who are your, oh, I can't believe I got to meet them?
So I'm going to use a sportscaster, Stuart Scott. When I first met him, I couldn't get words out of my mouth. I was just like, that's the guy. That is the guy. Now, eventually, I got to it. I always look back at that brief time I had with him. I felt ashamed because a lot of people always said very nice things about him. He's very forthcoming. But I just couldn't get over the fact that was the guy. I was like, that's him. So Stuart Scott, obviously, rest in peace. One of the legends of our business. So that's the sportscaster one. Athlete-wise, I don't know. I've never really been like – I just haven't been that guy that said, oh, wow, I can't say anything. I'm like frozen. So, I mean, again, I'll go back to, you know, when I was in the D.C. DMV area, you know, I had Bryce Harper and Manny Machado when they were young, Oklahoma. You know, we had all those players, the Sooners, like Baker Mayfield and all those guys, and then Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, all those players. And then obviously here they've got very notable athletes too, and very notable athletes who date people that are very notable. But at no point I've ever been like, oh, wow, because I guess I just – once I'm in a work mode, I'm kind of like, I know who it is, but I got to get to work.
All right, these are two of the most important questions in the city right now. Where do you think the Chiefs play in 2035? Are they in Kansas or are they in a renovated Arrowhead Stadium?
Man, I am very I'm more certain about the Royals now than I am the Chiefs. But I do believe that it really comes down to if the people surrounding Clark Hunt can convince him that Kansas is the right place. Because I think all the signs look to that being the right decision. I just don't know if Clark Hunt wants it to be the right decision. So it's really more along the lines of what do they want to do and how much they can convince him. And I think we've been saying this for a couple of years now. I think this really is just this is convincing the Hunt family, like, hey, this is the right decision. You've got to look at all the other teams, especially the old AFL teams, the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans. They're moving in a new facility. Buffalo's already got their new facility done. You look at some teams like Cleveland. They are about to move into a new facility. Cincinnati has made a decision to renovate. The Chiefs are behind eight ball here when it comes to other organizations in the league to make their own decision. And you see, and we're not talking about like the Dallas Cowboys or New York Giants. We're talking about Cincinnati Bengals. We're talking about the Titans organization. We're talking about organizations that you wouldn't think of as the highest tier of NFL franchises that are making decisions. So it really comes down to who's convincing now, who can get in the Clark Hunt here, who can get in the Hunt families here and say, hey, I think the Kansas proposition is the right call that'll make us the most return on investment, if you will. But I do know that he loves Arrowhead. And, you know, the heart is going to grow fonder of that, and that's just going to be a hard decision for him and his family to make. But the business side of it screams Kansas. The business just screams Kansas.
Last thing here, Harold, we'll get you out of here quick. Tomorrow, if you could show up in like a pickup game environment, you could do a like 360 dunk during a pickup game, or would you rather be able to hit a 400-foot home run and underhand softball? Tomorrow you can just pull up and everybody's like, oh, Harold's here, and then you just do one of these two things. Which one would you pick?
Tomorrow. Are we talking about my current physical state, or I'm like actually
current state, like, right now? Like tomorrow you signed up and somebody's like, hey, come play basketball with us. You're like, oh, okay, cool, I'll go out there. And the next thing you know, you just do like a 360 windmill dunk in front of everybody.
Boy, current physical state, I just hope I get there. I just hope I'm able to arrive to the court or the diamond. I'll go with the 360 dunk. Hey, I'll go with the 360 dunk. I'll go with that.
That is our guy, Harold Kuntz, joining us on the show today. Catch him on Fox 4. He does fantastic work. Today, we're going to catch up with random newscasters from around the city and just ask him questions about them. Harold, I never thought I would interview with you about your life. We got to do this again next year.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'm actually in front of a Pizza Tassio right now. What's the code?
You know what, Rob? Let's hook our man Harold up with some pizza. I'm going to put you on hold, Harold.